This is a religious podcast at this point.
It is. Yeah.
You know what I noticed? We all have on tiny shorts.
Yo, we are thitty.
This is the thick podcast. This is thick.
Thick. Welcome to Thick Bitches.
Welcome to Bopper Thick Flop. Dude.
Not your best, but.
I know, yeah. I could do better. Not even close. Are you from Virginia or where are you from?
I'm from Rochester, New York.
Oh, hell yeah, dude.
Oh, okay. Home of Kodak, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, really?
Former home of Kodak.
Damn, yeah, and Bausch & Lomb.
Yeah.
Damn, Rochester.
One of my fiance's friends is from Rochester, and she lives in North Carolina now. Lexi.
I wonder what high school she went to.
I don't know, actually. Hey, Siri, text? No, I don't know.
I want to find out.
So did you leave when... Did you leave Rochester and like just you were in the Air Force, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you just like joined up and you were gone or what?
Yeah, dude, I graduated in June and I was in basic training in December.
Damn. Oh wow.
Yeah, and I worked at Wegmans. Do you guys have a Wegmans
we,
here?
We just got
a Wegmans and white people lost their goddamn mind.
And I
got to
tell
it.
You, I'm one of those white people.
Yeah,
it's
dude,
the
I love
shit.
It. It's I went great. To high school with Jay Wegman. He's like the fucking.
Oh really?
Yeah, I went
damn.
To school with those people.
Like Mr. Wegman.
Yeah, they're dead.
That's wild.
We have damn. We have another type of grocery store in Eastern North Carolina called Piggly Wiggly.
I've seen it on what was that? The Drive Miss Daisy.
Oh yeah. It would be. Oh yeah. And then I worked at a summer camp a couple of years ago, and one of the major benefactors of the camp, it's a Methodist church camp in mm-hmm. Eastern North Carolina, and one of the major benefactors and like donators and his kids go there, and he was one of the founders of Piggly Wiggly. Mr. Piggly.
So much money. It's crazy, man.
Mr. Piggly, who's married to Miss Wiggly.
Miss Wiggly? Is it true?
It's funny, dude, because those are dying out, but it's like if you go you go 20 minutes any direction here, it's like cities don't want them. But you go to any small town, they got a pig wig, dude.
I love pig wig. Man, they always sell t-shirts too that say, I'm sticking with the pig. And it's like, is this a sexual thing? Either way, I'm into it.
I'm into it too, man. No, I haven't been into Wegmans yet, like out of principle. And I get
why?
I don't, dude.
Yo, you're missing out, dude.
I know.
He just smoked some pork the other day, and I was like,
oh, I was like, I don't smoke anymore.
And he invited me over, and he was like, let me bring some stuff. And I went into, I was like, I need to get like a quart of potato salad.
Yo, you got a fucking
way
bucket.
Too much banana pudding. And I was like, let me try Wegmans. I've never been there to shop. I walked in, they had both of those things like within the first 100 feet of the door.
Honestly,
and I was like, I'm only coming here from now on.
And then those cookies that I had the other day at your house, pretty good. I need to
wait,
do
which ones? The chocolate chip?
Yeah.
Dude. I tweeted about them the other day.
Best
chocolate chip in the game.
Oh my God.
It's like 15 bucks for the carton for like mm-hmm. the
yeah.
little, yeah, but
you get
it's
like,
worth it, man.
There's so many.
I will say like, they don't hold up super well because
they don't.
He had
them
in his house for a week and I had one a week ago and it was like the first time I had sex and then I had one yesterday and I
was. It was awful?
Yeah.
I'm going to
put that on you. You probably didn't close the lid or something.
No, I closed the lid, but they did dry out pretty quickly.
It's got a little crumbly.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know what hasn't gotten crumbly? This podcast.
Whoa.
Everybody, welcome to episode 19 of Bop or Flop. Ooh, what a smooth transition.
That was smooth.
That was
a smooth
bop
of a transition. First of all, first episode from our new studio.
Dude, yes. So if it sounds,
I'm excited for
hopefully
it
sounds better. We're in all, you can talk whenever, dude. First episode in our studio, we are at the kitchen. Big shout out to the kitchen, Raleigh, mm-hmm. for letting us do this. Shout out NCF and B Pod, Max Trujillo.
Food and Beverage Pod.
Previous
yeah.
guests for letting us rock up in this studio and just fill it with gas because you know it's happening.
Please don't fart in here because there's no fan.
I haven't, but I'm baking a turd right now. And
oh,
it's,
my God.
I mean, I'm not going to do it, but I'm just saying because I don't trust those bathrooms. But
I wonder
why not? Why don't you trust them?
So it's like, I love this place.
It's
the bathrooms are like the
building
bathrooms. So it's a historical building and that bathroom's old as hell. If you go pee, you'll see. It's like a elementary school bathroom.
I actually really like this building because it's kind of old school. It feels like old New York.
I love a building that
does.
Yeah.
With the cold.
Yeah.
It's even got the spongy roof on top. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Where you're like, am I going to fall through?
Oh, like, on the ceiling. Like,
yeah.
You go, not the ceiling.
The ceiling.
The roof. The word that you said that I tried to replace.
But it's cool.
Yeah.
You do that a lot where you're like, let me repeat exactly what Spencer said, but different.
I don't mean to.
No,
I think it's probably ADHD, man.
It is. Yeah.
Honestly, that's probably what it is. Yeah.
I'm the same way because like, my wife and I will be talking about something on a Monday, and then like for some reason on a Thursday, something will pop in my head about that conversation, and I'll go, "Oh yeah," and then da 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 da, and she'll go, "What are you talking about?" And I'm like, "The fucking blah blah blah," and she goes, "That was four days ago." I go, dude, "Oh my bad."
Actually, love bringing up an old conversation
like
that.
That's exactly what I have.
Yeah.
And then on the flip side, my fiance and I will be having a conversation, and then 15 minutes later, she would be like, she'd be like 5 minutes. She'll be like, "So what do you think about the thing that we were just talking about?" And I'm like, what are you? And I give her an answer to something 4 days ago, you know? So,
well, hey, listeners, if you liked that short intro that we had last episode, you're not getting this episode because we're having a good time.
No, we had some shit to work through at the beginning of the pod. We ran into some technical difficulties, but
we're in a good headspace now.
We're up, we're running. Our guest is here. You're in a good headspace, right?
I'm in a good headspace.
I'm sweating like a pig, though.
That guy that's in a good headspace, his name is Spencer Spicy. What's up? That's me.
I don't know where we find him.
Spencer Spicy.
Spencer Bland, but I want you to follow me.
Wait, Bland?
Yeah, that's literally my last name. That. Girl, actually, shout out Liz Sinden. She listens. Old high school friend walked up to me just one day in the hallway and was like, "Your last name doesn't fit you. I'm going to start calling you Spencer Spicy." And it's been my nickname ever since.
Spencer Spicy. Yeah. I like
Spencer
that.
Spicy's
so you
good.
Can follow me, listeners, across social platforms at Spencer Spicy, Instagram, Twitter. You can follow the podcast at Bopperflop Pod on Instagram, Facebook. Shoot us an email, contact@bopperflop.com. You can listen to every episode for free without a cell phone, without having to sign up for any podcast repository at our website, bopperflop.com. Y'all, we're sending out feelers for merch. We're going to have shirts for y'all soon. I know y'all said you want some, and we're gonna do that. I think that's it. I'm joined by my co-host, a sexy little sweaty boy.
Hello, my name's Jordan Huggins. You can find me at aka Young Beefy on all social media. That's about it. Find us on Spotify and all that jazz.
Oh, that's right, Bopper Flop Pod on Spotify. We used to post the playlists for my personal account. And now we just got an official Spotify podcast account, Bopper
yes.
Flop Pod.
Find
check
us
out. We're joined by a guest today. Jordan, you want to tell him?
Yeah. Well, why don't you tell him, Mr. Chris Allen?
Hey, what's up?
How you doing, man?
Thanks for doing
glad
it, man.
To be here with
another voice at Chris Allen.
At Chris Allen Comedy, ALAN. And what are you, Big Beefy and Spencer Spice?
Yeah.
Young Beefy, Spencer
Young
Spicy.
Dude, this is a super gay duo podcast. Young Beefy and Spencer Spice.
Spicy,
yeah.
You know what's funny is early on in our friendship, Jordan and I literally went everywhere together, and I think we probably worried both our family members a lot.
Because you guys grew up pretty religious.
Yeah, like so, I remember one time
I'm also a military brat, so like that machismo, you know.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, double whammy.
Yeah.
And we are in an extremely emotional and what's the thing? We're very affectionate with each other because I love my baby boy over there.
That's cool.
Yeah. So we hug and we've drunk and kissed a few times, but like as a joke, not like sexually.
Oh, that's so funny.
Well, he was making a joke, and now it's getting we're almost too real for me, you know.
It is funny when people call you my boyfriend, and I'm like, I mean. You're not wrong.
Whatever. You know.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with it, man. If y'all are cool like that,
it's
man.
It's like, dude, like just express a dude love, you know?
Yeah.
Chris, where can we find you online?
At Chris Allen Comedy on social media. I don't have a website yet. People keep bothering me to get one. I think it's time.
Yeah.
So,
do it, man.
Your website. Right, I got you right here. At
I don't
Chris
even
want to
see. I might have lost a follower. I'm afraid to even
Ooh.
Look at it.
At Chris Allen Comedy
I like
on
that
Instagram.
Orange.
Oh, Thanks. You already tweeted about this. That's
yeah, right. Read that.
There should be podcasts where you go do the podcast with their technical. But
okay, got fucking right, dunked on.
For context, Chris has already tweeted a photo of us when we were setting up, and it says,
"Yeah, I got to retweet that."
There should be a podcast where you go to do the podcast, but there's technical difficulties the entire time. And after an hour, they wrap up by saying, "We'll have to have you back when everything is working."
Go.
Oh my god! Oh, that's funny, dude.
I've never felt more seen.
Oh,
I got to hit you with the follow.
That's really, really funny.
Oh god, damn man.
Okay, so at Chris Allen Comedy on Twitter, online, Chris, you're at Good Nights all weekend.
Yeah, man.
Featuring, you're recording an album this weekend.
Yes, I am. Terrified.
You're headlining Sunday night, so if you guys actually this is going to come out Tuesday, so if you can travel back in time and go see Chris,
please do.
Also, if you can just let us know, I got a lot of mistakes that I need to make right from the past. So if y'all figure out time travel, holler at your boy.
Yeah. But you're featuring all weekend at the club, and you're headlining
Sunday.
Any tentative date for the release of the album or anything like that?
I haven't heard. I think I'm meeting with Jeremy tonight. He's a guy I've been working with. Mm-hmm. I might get more of that information this evening.
Yeah, you know what's funny?
What's up? up?
Is I might be the dude that, because we're going to be, I think they're,
oh, yeah,
they're running Spencer video just too. Started I might be the dude that edits the video portion of your album.
Oh, they're doing that tonight. We're recording the B-roll so shit tonight.
So,
really?
Yeah. So okay. I know Jeremy just through doing comedy and like being friends, and I run a video production company, and he hit me up earlier this week, and he's like, hey, I need help editing the videos for all the...
Oh, this year, because they're recording tonight.
That's so funny. That's funny. It's cool. Yeah.
So maybe you guys should come down if they're recording.
Yeah. I'd much rather do that than go to a parking deck open mic. So let's just do that.
I did promise my fiance I'd hang out and get pizza with her, but you know, comedy over everything.
I mean, what's she gonna do? Get unengaged to you?
I might come. Yeah,
possible.
Yeah, sorry, Melissa. I love you so much.
This is a very real thing. Chris. So should we just?
Hold on. You got a name for the album yet?
Right now, yeah. Off script, man. Because I also have ADHD, and I was just like, man, I don't know if I can stick to my set list, and it was giving me a lot of anxiety.
Uh-huh.
And like trying to come up with a name for it. I was like, man, if I come up with this name, then I'm really going to be like locked into like just doing only my jokes.
Hell yeah.
And I was just like, I feel like I won't be able to go off script. And I was just like, off script. That's it. Boom. I'll just call it off script.
That's a great name. That's a really good name. Yeah.
I dig that.
Are you pretty riffy on stage or?
Oh, dude, I would prefer just to talk to people, man.
Yeah.
I love my jokes and everything, but I excel in the space of crowd work, man.
That's exactly what Homeboy does. Yeah. I wouldn't necessarily to say that you do crowd work. You just riff, dude.
Yeah,
I've seen so many shows where you just get up there and you just talk, and then you're like, oh, I should probably do my jokes. Like,
yeah. Well, when you get going, I mean,
it's
get
fun.
It.
It's
the
ADHD,
going,
man.
Dude, yeah.
I can't. I think it works. Both ways. It just depends on how it manifests in you, because I work with Mark Norman a lot.
Yeah.
Same way, right. ADHD. Yeah. But he is a very structured A to Z. Mm-hmm. Like he does, I'm not saying in a bad way, but he sticks to his jokes. But he's really good at crowd work. But for him, he really excels in the space where like he's sticking to his jokes because he wrote those jokes. He wants to do those jokes.
Yeah.
And that's how he, that's how it manifests. His ADHD is manifested on stage. But
I just saw a thing that like ADHD is not just lack of focus. It could also be over focusing.
You get fixated on
that. Yeah. To the point that it causes exhaustion, malnutrition, stuff like that.
Dude,
my son.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. He's obsessed with, like, if he saw that bottle right there, whatever, if that's Japanese, he would lose it, because like he's teaching himself Japanese right
now.
Is
he really?
Yo,
yeah, how tight, did you say he was?
He's
eight.
Oh, wow.
He's eight?
He's obsessed with Japanese, man.
Dang, dude.
That's fucking awesome.
Is he like getting an anime and stuff?
A little bit. And what's funny, dude, is because I used to always make fun of like the black anime dudes, because they would they would never have haircuts and have dirty sneakers.
Yeah.
And my boy Winston Hodges, he was just like, you got a black anime dude,
yeah,
man.
That's Yo, so,
you got
yeah,
a black anime
really
dude.
Funny.
He's like, you made fun of him. It's almost like those guys who make fun of or they hate that they're some friend of their son is gay or something like that. They're like, I don't want a gay son.
And then they get
that.
And
then boom, you get a gay son.
Yeah. Dude, straight
here
up.
Here I am. I was making fun of anime black dudes and now I got to,
So, okay. Anyway, welcome to Bop or Flop. We're here.
We got
riffing.
Guest Chris Allen on
Jordan,
the pod.
We might have some new listeners. Who knows? Why don't you tell them what this podcast is about?
Yeah. So the name of this podcast is Bop or Flop. It's super simple. Chris has chosen a date. We went back and put together a top 10 list from the Billboard Hot 100 from that date. And we're going to go see if they're good, if they're bad, if they bop, if they flop. You know, it's pretty self-explanatory, I think.
Yeah. It's a podcast that answers the question, music.
Good or bad?
There you go, baby.
Yeah. Chris, you want to tell us what date you chose?
I chose December 15th, 1998. That is the day that I left for basic training.
Oh, damn.
Wow. To enter the military.
Yeah. And then so you... Oh, you're opening it because it's hot.
It's so hot in here, yeah.
You left for basic training, like a month after graduating, if that?
Let's see. About 6 months.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. December. So this is the hot one. This is the top 10 from the Billboard Hot 100 from December 15th, 1998.
Yeah.
Should we jump into it? I'll take 10 through 5.
I'll take whatever the...
I'll take 10 through 6.
And I'll take 5 through 1.
Sounds good.
Yeah. We'll get into it right after
these
messages. I just bought some new gym shorts today. And you know what else I bought? I bought some CBD from Nature's Highway.
Did you?
You know it, baby.
You bought it from Nature's Highway?
I did.
Bop 25?
Dude, every day.
25% off?
You know it.
What'd you get?
I got some D8.
Oh, the Delta 8. I got one molecular bond. I'll get it out. I can say it right. One molecular bond away from actual THC.
Yeah, well, it is actually THC. It's just one molecular bond away from like the good stuff.
The good stuff.
So it's actually, some people refer to
the
it.
The illegal good stuff.
Yeah.
Because,
well, depending on what state you're in.
This is the legal good stuff.
Yeah. But it's like some people, it still gets you going. I think legally we can say the H word, but you know, it still like makes you feel good. Some people say they prefer that feeling versus regular THC. So I don't know. Why don't you try it? Why don't you buy some at natureshighway.com?
Natureshighway.com.
Use code Bob25. Get yourself 25% off. Maybe give us a little scratch too. And, you know, see how you feel. Let us know. Send
it's
us an email about
sourced.
It. Yeah, we ain't got it. I mean, they all know. We don't have to.
All right.
We're doing a whole episode. This is going to be a short ad for them. They're
we are doing a whole episode.
The Shill Spectacular.
Just our stuff. So natureshighway.com, Bob25.
Do it. Go get you some fake weed.
So this is, let's get into the playlist. This is the top 10 from the Billboard Hot 100 from December 15th, 1998, the
Yeet.
Day that Chris left for basic training for the Air Force.
What were you doing, Jordan?
1998, I was 10 years old.
Jesus.
I was 8, and I think this is the year the Nintendo 64 came out.
Really?
I think. 1998.
Google it while I tee up this first song.
Okay, why don't you tell us what that song is?
This, the first song on the list, we've got Have You Ever by Brandy. All right, Chris.
Yep.
First time on the pod.
Yeah, you get the first
vote.
Me?
Yeah, how you
what
feeling?
What do you think? How you feeling?
I gotta say, man, I was not a huge Brandy fan, but this was a bop for everybody.
Yeah.
It was. You know, if you were dating anybody, any ladies you talk to like Brandy, so therefore you were gonna hear Brandy and some young ladies Dodge Neon. Trying to get a handy.
Yeah, I forgot about that
trying
car.
Trying to get a handy and a Dodge Neon.
I forgot about that car.
You like Brandy? Of course I do.
Of course, yeah.
Just touch it.
I like what... I like whatever you like.
Yeah, I like whatever you like, baby. Dude, that's so funny.
That's really hot.
Dude, it's a bop for me too,
it's
man.
It's a bop for me,
dude. I love Brandy. I had a crush on her growing up. I still have a crush on her. She's a beautiful woman. But I mean, it's not a bop because of that. It's a bop because I have loved someone so much that I've cried. That's
have
a
you?
Feel,
oh, yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
That hit me. There's a few songs on this playlist that like hit me like in the emotions where I'm like, I don't remember. Obviously, I don't remember because I was 8 at the time, but it's like, I don't remember like feeling that way about the song. And then I re-listened to it and I was like, okay.
Yeah,
I was like, those are feelings I forgot existed. I was like, I remember like, I mean, not too far after this, I remember like elementary school. So this was probably around this time. I was into this. I had a crush on this girl named Casey Godwin. And I remember I was like up in my bedroom. I had like the third floor, like weird little loft room by myself. And I was... I was a thick little kid, and I was crying because I knew she didn't like me. And I was just like, I'm here like.
that's the worst feeling as a kid, man. Yo, when a girl you have a crush on, and you know there's no chance.
There's no chance. Dude. She was this like fit soccer girl.
Is it worse when you're a kid or as an adult?
I think as a kid because it's like, it's your world.
Uh-huh.
Oh,
As an adult, you know, like, that person's out of my league. It's not.
Yeah, and you don't really know how to process your emotions or anything yet. You just, it's like, it's the raw, it's like, you know, it's like when like a baby snake, they're like, ooh, don't give it by a baby snake, they can't control their venom.
Yeah.
It's like
venom is the emotions for kids.
Yeah, dude, it's like when you're a kid and you fall in love, you fall in love.
Well, it's because it's like the first time you've ever felt something like that.
Yeah.
So it's like it's the floodgates have opened.
Very few memories from like, you know, it's as I get older, I forget things. I'll always remember that because I remember I was crying and my dad peeked his head up the stairs like, hey, you all right, bud? And I was like, yeah, I'm okay.
Oh man, that's those are rough days, man. That crush, that young crush, man.
Yeah, dude.
Brandy's actually been kind of a superstar. Like, I think that she's probably up there. I don't have the firm numbers, but she's featured a bunch, probably more than most. She's definitely in the top 3 for the artist that's featured the most on the playlist.
Yeah,
oh, really?
Yeah,
I guess she's underrated, man.
Yeah,
I think so. Like,
she is. It's like a lot of people don't talk about her, but like, dude, she had her own sitcom for a while.
Yeah,
like,
she was killing it, man.
She was like on the. I think she was like kind of ahead of that. That, like, I mean, I don't know, I can't talk about this, but it's like she was doing her own thing like long before like white people were getting down with that. Because am I? Does that make sense? Do I sound weird right now?
No, because I know what you mean. Because like her brother was talented. We were almost like, okay, are we gonna see like another Wayans thing? Because we thought like the whole family. Because I think they had maybe even had a reality show or something like that
on like
VH1
point. Or something.
So.
Yeah, but it's like I think if Brandy was like in her, well, I think she was probably like in her 20s or like teens. I think she would be like even bigger now, but it's like,
oh yeah,
the world wasn't ready for her yet.
Yeah, like Brandy's special delivery.
Yeah.
The reality TV show. Yeah.
She was big then, but like she wasn't like huge, you know? She wasn't like a global phenomenon. Yeah. I think if Brandy hit like today, she would be like massive.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah. Well, like, everything around her, it kind of feels like very Hannah Montana-ish in the sense of like singer. She just had it all.
Just wholesome. Yeah. She was trying to be like this wholesome teen.
What a wildly talented person. Yeah.
And it was before like people realized what the real model for reality shows were.
Yeah.
Because at first people were just intrigued to see like where celebrities lived and what they did and all that kind of stuff. But once they realized like, oh, you got to be over the top. You got to have a catchphrase. You got to do this. You know what I mean? Because
you become a character. Yeah,
people became characters of caricatures of themselves, and they would like, "I Love New York." Remember how she got a spinoff?
It got
crazy, man.
There was a hot second, just like in the early 2000s, where everything, like, we were just it's like as a society, I think we were toddlers, and we were just figuring things. We were figuring out reality TV. We were figuring out like sports broadcasting. We were figuring out technology. Like, do you remember when phones were just like every accessory on your phone was just a fucking strobe light? Like, you could get like a flashy antenna, a flashy battery, your charger could flash. It was like too much.
I remember when you could get the beer and it would fill up and then you could drink
fake
it.
Drink it.
The ringtones were like the best.
Then like our shoes.
Somebody just tweeted about it was. It was Chameleonaire or Chameleonaire, and he
That's
was Chameleonaire. At
Chameleonaire. Chameleonaire. Tell me you're white without telling me you're white.
I'll tell you I'm white by saying that number five is a bomb for me. Chameleonaire. Excuse me, Mr. Chameleonaire. Chameleonaire was at the an all-star game or something, and somebody tweeted a photo of him in the background, and it was just like, y'all really bought so how many ringtones did you buy from this guy? You know, like
he made a ton of money from ringtones. Hey, man, Soulja Boy, man. Yeah. A shit ton of
it's
money
wild,
on ringtones.
Yeah.
Feels like forever ago. Anyway, Triple Bop, dude.
Triple Bop.
We're vibing
board.
On the
Brandy,
first on the first song.
Brandy's also the first one on our podcast to ever feature twice in the same list, and that was just an episode or two ago.
Yeah.
So she's like Hall of Fame for us right now.
I love her.
Triple Bop, Brandy. Moving on to number nine, we've got Lullaby by Sean Mullins.
Yo, I'm sad. I thought I liked this song.
Really?
Like I saw it on the thing. I thought the song was called Rockabye, so I saw the thing and I was like, Lullaby, Sean. And then I listened to it and I was like, yo, this song, hell yeah. And I got like some little emotions. And then I actually listened to it and I was like,
You started feeling? You got in your feels?
No,
on it,
no, I realized I didn't like the song.
Oh, you
it's
just
a,
don't
it's
like
a flop
it.
For me, man. I'm sorry.
This is
I love the chorus. This is a song where the weird little like walkie-talkie not singing verse is like doesn't work for me.
Okay, so it's a flop from you.
Yeah.
Chris?
Man, I hate to say it. It's a flop for me.
No, don't hate
Hell
to
yeah,
say
dog.
It.
Hell yeah, Chris and I are best friends now.
We like a mixed bag on this.
Yeah, it's just like the little melody thing is it's kind of catchy, but it was never something like I would want to listen to.
Exactly.
That's just something like I remember hearing this when I was a radar technician and we would have the radio on in the back and you were kind of like, but you never really listened to the song.
Yeah.
Well, or you would come up with some other phrase like making fun of your friend using that same melody.
Yeah.
Oh, you are so dumb. Something like that.
Yeah.
You are a bitch.
Yeah, something like that.
Everything's gonna...
Yeah, it's like a song that's like when it's in a movie. Sure, it's fine. But I'm not gonna bump it again.
Yeah, it's like it definitely would feature in a song with like Hilary Duff, you know?
Yeah, this
is a waitress or something.
Yeah, this has like
speaking of falling in love,
Cinderella
dude.
Tale.
Hilary Duff.
It really has like a CW show.
Yeah.
They wrapped the season.
But like back when it was the WB.
The WB. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, that's really funny.
That's a season. This is like a season finale walk off.
Go to Gray.
Yeah, go to Gray.
The OC season 2 wrap up or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, that's really funny.
Dude, those glasses are so bad, man.
Dude, I'm telling you, if you find this dude. to give some people some reference. This guy, if you look up a photo of like early Elon Musk, there's a photo of him like leaning on the computer.
He does look like
this.
This is what he looks exactly.
Look, this guy, Sean Mullen, looks exactly like Elon Musk.
Yeah, I love this song. This is a bop for me. This song is.
I knew you liked it.
It's so funny.
I hate how much I know you sometimes.
I get why you guys don't like it. I love it. This kind of feels like you know when like a country comedian makes it big, like next level.
Come on, like this the whole blue collar like comedy tour.
Yeah, pretty much. Yes, I am.
Okay.
And that like this guy was just like a Georgia musician who like got a number one hit and it totally changed his life. Is that what he is? Yeah, he's like a piece of shit. I don't know if he's a piece of shit, but he's just like dirt poor Georgia boy.
Oh, okay.
Which actually he probably, you know, maybe he holds some
Honestly, he does look like he could be related to Jared Harris. Love you, baby. What up, Jared?
This is a bop for me and a double flop from the two of you guys.
Little flop sandwich. What's the flop bread?
I want to see where he is.
You want to see where he is now?
Yeah, where is he now?
No, this dude's dead, I bet.
No, he's still alive. Really? He's like 50-something. Yeah, 53,
He looks 53 in that photo.
I know.
From 1998.
He looks better now. He kind of looks like... He just looks like he could be Brian Regan's brother.
He looks like he played a Bare Naked Ladies cover band.
He lives in Atlanta. Oh, he's been in the military.
Okay. Oh, did he? Okay.
I take that back. It's a bop.
Yo! Okay, so that was a bop.
Bop.
It's a flop.
I'm sorry.
Just because military connection.
I got to stick to my guns.
Okay, so we got a bop sandwich, not a flop sandwich. Now, moving on to number 8, we've got Baby One More Time by Britney Spears.
I listened to this playlist a few times working out, but it's like I only got like 5 songs in. Then I was like, okay, I need to listen to like my actual workout stuff. And so I didn't listen to like the second half of this playlist until like a day ago.
Yeah.
So I didn't even see that the song was on it. So I was like cleaning the house and this came on and I literally went, yo, fuck. And Lindy like ran out of her office and was like, what? So are you good. Okay? And I was like, oh, sorry. I just haven't heard this song in a really long time. Dude, an all-time bop.
Bop. Yeah. This transcends creed, race, religion.
Jordan, I'm gonna say this right now. We brought it up last episode. I'm giving this a twist.
You're giving it a twist.
Yeah.
What's the twist?
Okay. Last episode was 1960, and it was the first time.
Wait, happened in an episode in what, 70 years? What are you talking about?
The date we covered was 1960.
Oh,
For context, one of the most popular songs of all time on the Billboard top charts, and it's like number 2, I think, now, is The Twist by Chubby Checker. And because it's such a historically like important, famous song, I gave a song an honorary title of Twist instead of Bop. So anytime you have a top level song,
That's a cultural shift. Yeah. Because this brought in
when it's like Celine Dion, Michael Jackson famous, then it's a twist.
And for me, you know? This brought in like
this is a twist for
dude,
you.
This is a twist for me. This, yo, I mean, dude, Britney Spears broke the mold, dude. This like it's like I mean I wasn't really like old enough to remember what happened, but it's like, yo, everyone lost their shit over this song.
Yeah.
I'm going to go back to that point that I made that when you piss off Christians, you know you've made a good piece of art. And this song, people were like, what's she doing wearing a skirt and dancing around? Like, people
got. Yeah, man. Yeah. People hated her.
Yeah, dude. I remember my aunts were not into Britney Spears, and all my cousins were like, yeah, totally, mom. But in the background, they're like, hit me, baby. Like, everyone, dude.
That's crazy that people thought that Britney Spears was like the new Madonna.
Right. Mm-hmm. You remember when they kissed on stage?
Oh, dude.
Oh, the two of them?
I'll never forget.
Blam.
Do you think anybody has spawned more or inspired more Halloween costumes than Britney Spears?
Harry Potter.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I got a kid, so I see it every
year.
Oh,
that's right. Yeah. Is Harry Potter still popular with kids?
Fuck yeah, man.
That's tight.
I'm actually surprised this isn't higher. I think this is
early on when it introed because it's either on its way down or it's on its way up in this point because it's definitely had to hit number one, dude. I mean, this song, if it hadn't, that's a crime and I'm mad at America for that.
Okay, actually, yeah. So November 21st, so this episode is December 15th. It debuted in the top in the top 100 at number 17. So the first time I've ever hit the list was on November 21st. So this is like just a couple weeks after that.
Yeah.
And then it hits the top 10. It spent 32 weeks on the Hot 100 and number 5 on Billboard Magazine's year-end chart. So yeah, this song is, so this, we're literally catching it on the way up. The
only That's reason, crazy. That's
this
crazy.
Is like a stock on the way up. We just caught it, you know? Like,
yeah, I mean, invest. If you got that time machine, go back and invest in this
Bitcoin
song.
Bitcoin Britney.
So this is a bop for you, Chris.
It's a bop.
All right. So we got a triple bop from all three of us.
Love it.
Moving on to number 7, we've got A Love Like This by Faith Evans.
Dude.
So we were all just bopping in here right now. This is a great song.
Just play the song. I'm going to play the whole song in this one. No, I'm not, because legally we can't do that. But
yeah,
this is a total bop. Dude, this song fucking slaps, man. This is so good. I love a song that makes me feel like I can dance to it, because I know I'm not good at dancing. And song, like the beat's hard enough, like the percussion, boom. Like it's like, oh, okay, I can stay on beat because I can hear it. Like, yeah.
Yeah, I love this song, man. It makes you feel like an empowered, strong black woman. Yeah. It's just something about this song. It makes you feel good. I love Faith Evans, man. And this is back when like that whole crew was like on fire. I think Biggie had, you know, passed away not too long ago, but you know, they were still, things were picking up. You know, for Bad Boy, they were still like in their prime and stuff. So yeah, Faith Evans was huge, man, and big fan. Love this song.
It's a great song. It's a hard bop for me too.
Yeah.
And then you asked Spencer, like, what happened to her? I think just a lot of people just
settled down
and they just stopped.
Yeah.
You know, they just stopped making music.
You know what? Good for them, because like we do.
She wasn't loving Hip Hop Atlanta though.
I think a show that you wrote for.
I wrote for. Yeah.
You did?
No.
I did.
No. Hold on.
I mean,
asterisk.
It's a hard asterisk, but yeah. I did. I wrote some. They did some commercial stuff, and I wrote for the commercials.
Oh.
So I wrote some lines for Young Jock and whoever, I forgot who his girlfriend was on the show.
Dude, that still counts. That's like,
wow, he did.
Yeah. Can you please
come to the mall? Did he deliver him how he raps, that same cadence?
Oh my god.
Dude, he talks
Nah, dude, count that as your credit. I tell people all the time that I wrote words for Turk for Scrubs.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I did. Commercial, yeah.
Nice. Who did he date in the show? Young Jock and
what, for Love and Hip Hop?
I don't watch. My wife watches that show.
Never seen it, so
I didn't.
I liked Young Jock when he was out, but yeah, he only had one way of rapping. It didn't really last.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Anyway, okay, so I think it's a triple bop across the board for us. Triple bop across the board for us. Love Like This by Faith Evans. Moving on to number 6, we've got Because of You by 98 Degrees. I'm sorry,
you actually thought it was.
We had this thing. This is such a niche thing, but we had this thing in our family, just like an inside joke, where we were like, my sister was super into some stuff, and I would just make fun of it. And the two things were,
you think that's niche?
No, making fun of things, not at all.
If your sister, that's all I did. I still do.
But I was just, it was two things: Leonardo DiCaprio and 98 Degrees. And I would call them Leonardo DiCaprio and 98 Disease.
So this is an older sister or baby sister?
Younger sister.
She hated you. Yeah, good. That makes me feel good that you did that to her life.
Okay, number 6, Because of You by 98 Degrees. Sunshine after the rain. You're the cure against my fear and my pain. Because I'm losing my mind when you're not around. Okay, ready? Let's just get into it. Dude, I love this song.
Dude, oh my God. Go ahead. You go first since you like it.
Yeah.
No, this is a hard bop for me.
Build your Jenga tower.
This is a 98 degree bop, dude. I love it. The heat's on in here and it feels good, dude.
Nah.
I'm like roasting by the fire.
Nah.
And who's in the fire? Oh, it's 98 degrees and Nick Lachey, dude. And they're treating me right. And the music video is super weird. They somehow managed to get a permit to go to the top of the Golden Gate Bridge. They're just up there dancing, singing, wearing all black, dude. It's a great song. I love it.
This is a flop for me.
Yeah.
Dude, this is guy on the left, look, from here, he looks like he could be Neil Brennan from here.
Oh, that's really funny. Oh, my
dude,
God.
Dude, look at these sweaters. These sweaters are so bad. Look at these sweaters. That's Aeropostale all day.
Dude, I'm telling you, they're not. They do not.
Dude, Nick, look at Lachey's that jacket.
I could not, gun to my head, I could not tell you one person that's in 98 Degrees other than Nick Lachey.
I didn't even know he was in that. That Nick jacket Lachey, looks
dude.
So bad.
Yo, look at this dude. Look. Dude.
Oh, you want that?
Oh,
one?
My
no, no, no.
God. That look image. At
they're
these guys.
On white beards and white this t-shirts. Dude,
what year is that picture from?
I mean, it's got to be around.
It's
got
to be late 90s, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Dude, I think the late 90s and the early 2000s, as far as shades, fashion, yeah. Worst time for shades.
Dude, hardcore.
So bad. And you know what, facial hair.
And you know what sucks? It's like Gen Z is bringing these shades back.
I know,
and I'm like,
I
don't open up that. Yo, we do not need. The only thing that needs to come back from this time frame is more movies like The Mummy. We don't need to bring back
those
things.
Matrix shades.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Look, I guess this is where
is
they
that
are
them?
Now.
This could, is them now.
98 Degrees.
Oh, they were a couple brothers.
98 Degrees is a band that you could tell me that Jeremy Renner was in, and I'd be like, yeah, that checks out.
Oh, the
dude that plays fucking. What's
Ari Gold?
No, the guy that plays the bow and arrow
man.
Thank you.
I'm thinking of Jeremy Piven.
Oh,
yeah. That could be either one. You tell me Jeremy Renner or Jeremy Piven.
Dude, I can't do
this. Yo, this guy works out for all three of them.
Yeah.
Is that Nick Lachey on the right?
He probably is.
Probably. He's some.
He was definitely the most famous
He was the Justin Timberlake of the group.
Wait, who was he married to?
Jessica Simpson.
Okay, yeah,
they had that
reality show.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, so that jacket is bad, man. Do you guys watch Sopranos?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
that
been
a
while.
Sopranos
but
that's
jacket.
Like that's the that looks
leather
like the
jacket.
That looks like the jacket that Artie wore to go get his money back from that French guy.
Yeah,
got his ass whooped. He ripped his earring out.
Dude, yeah. Well, guess what? This is a fucking ass whoop flop for me.
Yeah,
this song sucks.
This seems like a very clear flop.
It's just like it's too like sunshiny pop. Poppy, man, get at it. You're my sunshine.
I feel like they were trying. I think they were trying so hard to put this group together.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
Did they? Let's see. The founding members are not decided to quit.
They only ran for like 6 years, which
unlike,
is not a long time.
Most boy bands, they formed independently and were later picked up by record labels. So most boy bands were put together.
See, that's weird.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why they don't work.
Because they weren't put together by professional.
Because they weren't manufactured. Yeah. You know?
So technically, they were the first indie boy band, I guess.
Okay. You know what? I'll say that. I respect the fact that they put themselves together.
I don't.
And it wasn't some corporate. I'll give them that much. But as far as like, I was never a fan.
No, dude.
Never a fan.
Neither was I. I mean, I wasn't, but I do like this song.
Nicholas.
Also, I think I know why they suck, is they're all from Ohio.
They do look like the
Thank you.
I'll give you that.
You're the co-host now, Chris. It's been fun running this. But.
Actually, I don't think we have
what
any listeners
Ohio?
In Ohio. That's
does
fine.
It say where they're from?
Yeah, people from Ohio are combative. I've learned
all
that.
All of its members originate from Ohio is all it
people
says.
People are weird in Ohio. Ohio's
a state where people get real weird into
it's
like.
Oh,
weird, no.
Man.
Actually, it was formed when they were living in Los Angeles, but all of them are from Ohio.
Yeah, dude.
So Nick and Drew Lachey are brothers, and then Justin Leffrey, and then Jeff Timmons, who is actually the original founding member.
Yeah, that's why they're ugly, man. They're from Ohio.
Yeah, that dude looks like a youth pastor today.
He does. That looks like something.
He looks like a megachurch pastor. He probably is. Cross, yeah.
He probably is.
Men of the Strip. Oh,
no.
Dude, wait, what?
What is this?
In 2011, Timmons.
The chip.
Yo, singer.
He's a male stripper.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
But he joined as a singer, performer, and MC.
I can't think of anything worse than when you're at a strip club if there's a hot dude off to the right, not stripping and just singing.
Yeah. This is like,
all right, ladies.
Yeah.
You're my sunshine and the boo.
Yeah, fuck off.
Okay, man. So very clearly a flop from both of you.
Yeah, dude.
Flop from me. This is a great song. I can't wait to see the vote on this. That is it for me. Moving into number five.
It's my turn. Coming in at number five. Ooh, you know what?
I don't got to listen to this one.
Oh, we got to listen to this whole song because we've got Doo-Wop. Parentheses, That Thing by Miss Lauryn Hill. Yo,
I mean, it's just this. Like, hands down, is one of the best albums of all time.
Yeah,
in
for
my
sure.
Yeah,
I love
like,
Lauryn
this
Hill.
This is such a hard bop.
I went my first ever detention. I got because of Mrs. Lauryn Hill. Miss Lauryn Hill, excuse me.
It's education.
I was singing the Fugees. What's Killing Me Softly?
Killing
and my teacher was like, "You can't say killing," and sent me to detention in like
you
second grade.
About this before,
yeah. Love Lauryn. Love this song. Total bop.
Yeah, I always had a thing for Lauryn Hill. It's just like, this sounds very specific, but she was one of the first women I fell in love with that had like natural hair.
Oh, that's cool.
Because like back then, like everyone to look, everybody, well, a lot of black women wanted to look like Foxy Brown with the weave and the long weave, the black, you know, the black nails, the black lipstick, but Lauryn Hill with the
letting it rock.
Yeah, just the dreads, the short hair, and
it's like
just
her
like
and Erykah Badu. Just
yeah,
like
dude,
doing
I was
it.
Just I was so into Lauryn Hill, man. Yeah, so yeah, this is definitely a bop for me. She's just a brilliant and talented rapper, you know,
singer,
she's just
dude, like right? singer, yeah, she's insanely successful.
Dude, yeah. Also, I can't get it out.
Out,
Jesus
baby.
Christ. Same, all of that. I was so in love with Lauryn Hill, Sister Act 2.
That was Whoopi Goldberg, man.
No.
Yo, it wouldn't be the first time Jordan's massively confused a black person on this podcast.
Come on. She is in that. She's one of the students.
He's second guessing himself.
He's backing up now. He's like,
I'm on IMDb just to make sure.
I know Lauryn Hill's in that. She's the nun. She's the black woman that's the nun, right? That's Lauryn
Hill.
I've
never even seen it.
I'm totally kidding. I'm kidding. That is Lauryn. The nun is Whoopi Goldberg.
There's nothing I love more than Jordan trying to backpedal from a potentially racist thing.
Actually, I was committing to the bet. I was like, he said that I thought.
I know, but
you were
still.
I'm going to over-explain the bet. But anyway,
triple bop.
I love Lauryn Hill. I fell in love with her. She was in Sister Act 2. She is such a good singer. There's a great scene in it where she's like singing. She like, this girl's practicing. Her friend is practicing a song for the choir
because
it's a Catholic church in New York. And then Lauryn Hill, her friend's like, you sing it because you do it so much better. And Lauryn Hill
sings
it. I'm
going to stop you there. Just go back and watch the movie, everybody. So,
yes. Thank you.
Love Lauryn Hill.
Jordan's like, title scene open up Sister Act 2. You hear music coming in, and then the slow fade into a scene of
now we're just going to argue. Also, we're such close friends, but you
Jordan's just like explaining the whole scene.
We talk about you're just like yes. Oh, let me tell you about this thing from the time that I was 9.5 years old, and it doesn't apply at all. But do you have something about that? Actually, I have something about
here
when I was 11.
But it works.
I was 11.75 years old, and this one thing happened, and I was going. My friends and I were going to go jerk each other off in this incomplete house that was still being built in my neighborhood.
That's a story from like a year and a half ago.
No, but it counts.
That was a cat we were all talking about here in the woods.
Actually, you know what would be a super funny bit is if every episode we do of the podcast, halfway through at number 5, we just get in an argument and the podcast
we
ends.
We start fighting and we make the guests uncomfortable. Okay. We start fighting.
Anyway, this is a bop across the board from all of us.
Definitely, dude. I love it. Yeah. So coming in at number 4, we've got From This Moment On by Shania Twain and then, I don't know, some other dude,
Brian White.
Dude,
look,
the song's soft as fuck, but I like it, dude.
You do? Okay.
I'm not into it at all, dude.
I don't
this
know,
song.
Man. I got a spot in my heart for Shania Twain, man.
Do you?
Yeah.
Why? Was she in Sister Act 2?
She molested me as a child.
Jesus. Oh my gosh. What?
No, dude. I had this friend growing up. There, I'm doing this thing that I'm doing for you.
You're being self-conscious about it.
I'm doing this for you, Jordan. Now back.
Long story short, just go back and watch the movie.
Yeah. Well,
He's mad about that.
Jordan gets big mad, dude. Yeah, Jordan gets
vindictive.
Big mad.
I do get a little vindictive.
Is Shania Twain the person who used to do the Monday Night Football song?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. That's really.
That's my favorite song of hers.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God. That's so funny.
She did do that.
I totally forgot about that song.
Are you ready for some football?
It was like her and Willie Nelson, right? Country dude. Yeah. Alan Jackson or something. Ooh, she does not look good.
Is that what she looks like now?
No. Shania Twain, you were a gorgeous woman. Why'd you get so much work done?
Was her hair always curly?
That's what it's just the curls.
I don't know.
That doesn't look like her at all. That can't be her.
How many other Shania Twains are famous though? You know, like.
I mean, that might be.
You're right.
She's Canadian.
Oh, I hate her even more now.
Oh, flop, dude! Yeah. I can't give a bop
it's
to
a
Canadian.
Flop, it's a flop,
Shania Twain. She has the most Texas, as a right Canadian, now. She has the most Texas name I've ever heard. Shania Twain.
She also, I don't like, here's my thing.
She's
I
got the Texas look too, man.
I don't like international people coming to America and getting our Republicans all riled up and angry. Like people like Keith Urban and Shania Twain. It's like, oh, I'm a cowboy. It's like, no, you're from a place with universal health care.
Yeah,
and the people who listen to you think that poor people shouldn't exist.
But the thing is,
you
wrote this in a Tim Hortons. Get out of here.
The thing is, though, that like Canada is like very rural, you know, like outside of the major cities, they're like pretty country people.
No, I know.
Actually, every rural small town is the same across the country. It's the same.
Well, I would say it's the same.
No matter what, how y'all doing? You could be in like upstate New York. Hi, y'all.
You could be
in
hey,
it's all, how's it going, eh? Instead of how y'all
you could
doing,
be in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan and then just be like, hey, y'all want to go mud? You know,
I'm just saying. So actually, I don't know what I'm saying. It's a bop for me.
I'm not a fan.
Yeah. I'm not a fan. That's okay. This is the whitest song I've ever listened to.
It's super
in my
white.
Life.
I don't know who. I mean, the guy Brian White. I could do without him. I like Shania Twain. Brian White can fuck off.
I could do without him.
You said it earlier. We were ripping on it, but like he looks like an alien came down. This looks like an alien got like an old TV broadcast. It was like, so this is what humans look like, but then did a poor job at recreating it and then beamed down Brian
White.
That's
actually, it's funny that you mentioned that because that's exactly how I feel about Shania Twain. Like in the music video, she creeps me out. She looks like a Borg from Star Trek. She looks like a clone a little bit.
I love
it. She's like noticeably weirdly hairless. Mm. Like it's so... I mean, she has hair on her head, but like, she just looks like a clone.
Interesting.
Borg. Yeah.
I mean, dude, I'm like, man, I feel like a woman. That's a fucking bop right there.
That song is good. Do you guys remember the old?
That's her song.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that slaps.
Yeah.
But this is not that song.
No, it's not. But this
the
dude,
old. You remember the pocket jams, and it was like a mini boombox, and then there were small tapes.
That's another thing where it's like technology.
This was around this time.
Yeah, late 90s, early 2000s, where it's like we didn't quite have MP3s yet, but they're like, do you want to listen to 12 seconds of a song?
Yeah.
Same thing with this podcast. Do you want to listen to 12 seconds? But now this song is actually so good that I, for a brief second, I was like, do I want to play this at my wedding? And then I was like, nah, it's a little too cheesy, but it got me in my feels. I liked it.
It also takes a while to get, like, it takes a long time to start.
It does, yeah.
It's like
the more I talk about it, the more
intro.
I'm leaning towards flop, but it's a bop for me. I like it.
Well, let's move on before you change your mind.
Let's do it. Coming in at number three, this fucking song. We've got Lately as made famous by Divine. Wait, who's?
It's Divine's not on Spotify, so this is sung by like.
This is not the actual song.
This is not the actual song.
Oh.
The original? Okay.
This isn't the original.
It's super close.
It is? Okay.
The original's on YouTube. But this is
so it's by Divine though.
Lately, as made famous by Divine, by future R&B hitmakers.
But
I
like
think.
On the list, it's Divine as the artist.
It is. Yeah.
Okay.
Divine's
so
the artist.
All right, I'm gonna do that
so
again.
So Lately, by
I'm leaving
Divine.
All this in.
Yeah,
I'm
you
leaving
should.
All this in.
And then just take it again.
And guess what? We got coming at number three. Lately, by Divine.
Wait a minute. Shania Twain's name is Ellen Regina Edwards.
Nah, fuck out of here, lady.
Dude, look
Eileen,
at
her. Eileen Shania Eileen? Twain. Oh no, born Eileen Regina Edwards.
Dude,
wow. She
straight up changed her name to appeal to Republicans.
She did.
Does that make you change
twang?
It?
It's got the twang.
Yeah,
in
I'm
there.
Actually, that's exactly what it is.
It's so weird
I'm
how
going,
human beings' brains work. Isn't that weird?
Twain.
Back. That song's a flop for me. Shania Twain, you broke my heart. Ooh, I just fucking voice crack, of course, always. But you broke my heart, Shania Twain. Get out of here.
Wow. Sorry.
I'm glad you pointed that out because.
Eileen. Mm.
Oh, it says Eileen. It looks like Ellen back here. I can't really
Eileen,
see.
Eileen, yeah.
I mean, that's, Eileen's just fancy Ellen.
True, yeah.
Eileen's just Ellen that went to private school.
I had no idea.
Anyway, number three, Lately by Divine. Okay, so
I'm so glad we pulled up YouTube. Video,
I am
actually.
Too.
This is one of the few
times that I will concede to Jordan that we do get a better thing
Spencer
on YouTube.
Spencer doesn't watch YouTube. I like to watch the YouTube videos because they're like are kind of nuts sometimes, and then you get like different things.
But
from
you make
Spotify.
Your opinions on the song based on the video, which is us.
I do. Yeah, well, it could be problematic. But
so if you're listening,
I'm glad we did do it because future R&B hitmakers on Spotify
get
trash.
Fucked. Yeah,
and then but the YouTube video is way better.
So the OG Lately by Divine is a bop. If you're listening along,
bop.
Yeah. Triple Bop, if you're listening along on the playlist on Spotify, sometimes we run into this where an artist isn't on Spotify, but we're trying to bring you all the hits, so, you know, don't fault us for it. Whoever the fucking piece of shit karaoke person that re-recorded this song on Spotify, yo, you are not paying your vocal teacher enough, because...
Not a bop.
Not a bop. That's a flat flop for me. Yeah. There's the... I don't know who it is, but in Divine, she hits the note. It's like a little, like, it's a backing... It's like a, not a call and response, but it's like, you just repeat the line, whatever that's called. Watching the days go by. Whoever does that on the Spotify thing is like, watching
the days go by. the ad-libbing in the back.
Yeah, you can like hear her vocal cords straining. It's hard.
Well, I'm glad we listened to it. It's a triple bop across the board.
Yeah, I don't remember who they were, but yeah. I remember thinking like, seeing their face. I remember, damn, they look good. These chocolate women. Yeah. I was into these.
Cause you were what, in your 18, 20s?
Yeah, 18.
Okay, damn. Yep. Yeah.
So yeah, I was super weird at 18, and
yeah, you were at your peak. You were young, dumb, and full of cum, baby.
Yeah, man. I was into Divine.
Yo, I straight up. Yeah, I was into Divine.
I was into that.
All right, we'll keep it moving. Moving into number two, we've got Nobody. Oh, baby, yeah, we've got Nobody's Supposed to Be Here by Deborah Cox. This song is, I think I said earlier in the recording, there's songs that like make me feel something real emotional. This is one of those songs, dude.
Is it? Did you know this song from your childhood?
Yes, dude.
Really?
I know this from, this is probably like a top 25 song of mine in general. Wow. I love this song. I think you and I disagree because we were talking on G-Chat earlier about this, and that hurts me because I want you to also feel the same way I feel about this song. But it's like this whole song is about how it's like, I shut my heart down. Love is not getting in here. I'm out. I'm a stone cold son of a bitch.
But then somebody gets in.
But then someone gets in, and you're like, how'd you do this?
Yeah.
How'd you get in here? And that's
nobody's supposed to be in here.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, that's the story of how I'm getting married.
Oh God. Yeah.
I was like a sad, lonely person. And I was like, I'm done with this. I'm just gonna fuck for the rest of my life. And then I literally went and hung out with Lindy. Not even, she calls it our first date. I was just going to hang out with her because we had been friends for so long. And then I was like, fuck. I like this girl. Fuck.
Yeah.
And I literally listened to this song. Like on the way home.
Really?
Yeah, dude. That's how I felt.
I like this song too, man.
Yeah.
This song's so good.
Yeah. This is one of those songs that were like, this is one of the first songs, like R&B songs, where I understood what was going on, like the lyrics. Because you just at that age where like you start to think you're falling in love, and then you start, because like, my cousin is 10 years older than me, and he would listen to R&B and all this kind of stuff. And I would go, I don't get it, because I'm like 14. I'm like, why are you listening to like this like sappy kind of music?
Yeah, yeah.
But then you're like 18, 19, you fall in love with a girl, and like all of a sudden music starts to make more sense. Yeah. And like this song brings back a lot of memories, because I knew a lot of black women love this song, man. Mm-hmm. So like, I don't think any black dude that was 18, 19 at the time, there's no way you didn't have sex with this playing in the background. There's no way that this song was not getting played, man.
It's
well,
great.
I'm with you guys. This is a hard bottom.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
I love this
Triple
song.
Bop.
This song,
dude,
is great.
Okay.
You know, she looks very similar to Mia Jackson, who's like a super funny comic out of Atlanta.
Oh, okay. Wow.
I think in like the music video she does.
Let's see it.
Yeah, pull it up. Yeah.
Talking about like, you're wrong.
We talked earlier, and I was going through the songs. Like, I was like, this song fucks. And Jordan was like, okay. And I was expecting you to flop it. All right.
Well, I had to give everything a second listen.
Look at that contrast. Ooh, damn, dude.
It's so funny because I remember these videos back in the day, like these guys would look all ripped or these women would look curvy.
Right.
But then you go back and watch it now, you go, God, they were so like, that guy wasn't ripped.
No, he was just skinny.
I thought, you know what it is? Everybody in the 90s, in order to have a good body, you had to look like 98 degrees. You were just puffy.
Yeah.
They were just like big and puffy, you know? Yeah. Like,
I just met my move goal. So glad to know that my watch is really tracked. I'm burning calories while doing this podcast.
I could see why you think she looks like
I do gotta say the music video, they're doing like
fun shit.
Like, yeah, but it seems
jumping
like
off a bridge?
Like, that's like white people stuff, like jumping off bridges and
maybe it's not white people
sharing,
stuff, Jordan.
Sharing butterflies, maybe it's just a weird thing. Sharing butterflies, that's just animal cruelty at that point.
Shut the
This
fuck
is very
up.
Weird with the weeping willows.
This is
it's
weird.
Got a
this,
very,
is a, this is a southern Georgia. This
yeah,
is,
yeah, dude. It's got a weird plantation yeah. vibe. Dude, this is
Actually,
like,
I bet the director was white.
It's in a church.
Does it say who the director was?
I want to stop playing it because yeah. this song is
Scroll
great.
Down, though. I want to scroll down and see if it, in the show more if it's got who it was directed by.
Yeah. I want to see who. I want to see too.
No.
No, Learn keep going more. Down. Song, artist. No, Let's okay. I'll find okay. it out later. I bet that director was white.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely a plantation with the little
Yeah, right. That's
house.
Kind of seems insensitive. Yeah.
I mean, well, this is what, 1998? Yeah. 99? Yeah.
No one was woke.
No.
Everybody was 66 million then. Views. 2009.
Holy shit, yeah. dude. Good.
Yeah, yeah.
How many?
66 million
oh,
views.
Oh, yeah. This is a classic song, man.
Oh, yeah. yeah
this was yeah. an anthem for a lot of black women, man, back in the day.
And an 8-year-old Spencer.
Yeah.
That was up my
hand. And what? And how old were you when you met Lindy? An 8-year-old and 27-year-old.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
you know what this song also has, I think, that was it made it very popular too, is it kind of has like a gospel kind of like
yeah,
vibe
yeah.
to it.
Well, there's yeah. like, it seems like the chorus in the background. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
yeah.
Love just, a crescendo.
Yeah.
Love
yeah.
a crescendo.
I could just see the choir director up there.
Yeah.
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I probably
yeah.
cry. Dude, sometimes, I don't know about y'all, but sometimes if I like see a song live, not live, but if I'm just like watching like a live yeah. performance on YouTube, if it's good enough, I'm like, what the fuck am I
oh,
crying?
Dude,
I'm like, why am I crying right now?
Like straight up black gospel music. I can't yeah. hold my composure, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So emotional, man.
It just brings back. See, I'm getting like worked up just thinking about it. Like it
Get
just brings
up,
back
dude.
A lot of emotions of yeah. just growing up and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like this black gospel music, man. That shit will make me fucking cry in a heartbeat, mm-hmm. man.
Oh my God. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
What's that? When music hits you, you feel no pain.
And I'm not even. That's why I don't listen to it because it makes me too emotional.
Yeah, you don't want
to
get in that.
You just
yeah.
avoid it because it's emotional.
I can't.
Well, I have songs that I hardcore yeah. avoid for
and
that reason.
It fucks
yeah.
with me because I don't believe in God anymore. But it's something about these songs. Yeah. I'm like, it fucking. It,
and you feel
it,
something. And
it
like,
does.
And you're like, shit.
Is
do
that,
I believe?
Is that
yes,
Jesus?
Yeah.
It's touching my God string.
Jesus, oh, like, yeah.
Well,
I'll slap dunk.
I'll tell you what's not Jesus is number one.
Oh, I would. Do you think she regret? Oh, did she say something about this?
What?
The number one.
Are we moving on?
I was going to move
okay.
on.
Okay, no, let's move on. Let's
I was
going to
try to have a transition. I thought it was a smooth transition.
It was
not
pretty,
a smooth transition.
It was pretty smooth.
But I say because what's not Jesus is because it's R. Kelly. But
I was going to say, didn't how do you say her name?
Celine
Dion. Didn't she apologize
for doing
this
song?
I think she might have.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that. I mean,
I think she had to say something because this was such a big hit.
Yeah. I mean, okay, well, what we're talking about is number one, December 15th, 1998. Your boy was 8. Jordan was 10.
19,
Chris was 18. About to join the Air Force. We've got I'm Your Angel by R. Kelly, R. Kelly featuring Celine Dion. I'll be your cloud up in the sky. I'll be your shoulder when you cry. I'll hear your voices when you call me. I am your angel. The shit himself to death bop for me, dude.
Yo.
No, I love this song.
You were right.
And,
yeah,
and listeners know my opinion of R. Kelly. I'm giving this a bop.
Are you? Cool. Okay, so that's crazy. That is an insane
For
bop.
For the time, bop.
She removed this song when all the stuff came out about R. Kelly and he did like the Lifetime interview or whatever.
Right.
She removed this song from streaming services.
Okay. Well, she'd do a good job because
yeah,
it's on Spotify, baby.
Spotify still. I wonder if it has to do, I wonder, they probably put it back on under R. Kelly. And then that's why it's I'm Your Angel, R. Kelly, with
Celine Dion.
Celine
yeah,
Dion.
Yeah that that's the thing. Sense. And the thing is, man, people forget after a month. They
yeah.
don't care.
Yeah.
It's big in the news, and she goes, oh, I'm taking it off. And people go, yeah. And then like 3 weeks later, she's like, put that shit back up there,
yeah,
man. I was thinking,
well, I'm losing how much money?
Yeah. That's yeah. Like, that was paying for my kid's tuition, you know, or whatever it was.
Well, but also, like, did anybody ever stop listening to R. Kelly despite everything that came out?
I mean,
like,
I never listened to R. Kelly, so I can't say that I stopped. But
I mean, like, there were probably people watching that interview with Ignition playing in the background.
Yeah,
you know,
dude.
Like, yeah.
I will say, was it Harrison has a really good bit where he's like, he said it at the mic the other night, but it was like, he's like, white people don't need to worry. Sorry, Harrison, for fucking your bit up, but it's like, white people don't need to worry about hating R. Kelly or whatever, because it's like, you can play an R. Kelly song to white people and they'll be like, oh, this is good. And then you tell them it's R. Kelly. And they're like, oh, no, it's like, because like they only know, like, I Believe I Can Fly.
Yeah, that's funny. And, you don't even know.
Yeah, I don't know the full library. Yeah. I only named Ignition because it's the one song I know. Except for Trapped in the Closet.
I'm also getting to that point now where it's like, okay, songs are good. Fuck. Like,
well, I came up. Okay, so this is my.
I mean, the one song we did cover was bad. Yeah. Like, legitimately did not like that song.
This is my suggestion for songs by people that have been canceled or whatever.
Problematic bops.
You can listen to it, but only if you illegally download it. That's
fair. I like that.
So they're not getting money for it.
I'm down with that.
Yeah.
Cool. So it's a bot for me.
Or you can donate to the victims or somebody in the world that they may have affected.
Yeah, that's actually a solution that like makes for a better world.
So this is a bot from you, Spencer.
Dude, hardcore.
That's a bot, man.
It's just bringing those two worlds together.
I think it's at like 3 minutes, 50 seconds. We were just talking about crescendos.
They hit it,
but then a chorus also comes in. So it's like it's Celine, it's R. Kelly, it's a chorus.
They do it together.
It's a unifying. Everyone is collectively coming. It's a collective cum bot for me, dude.
Synergy. Yeah.
Synergy.
Yeah. Oh, that's really
It's great, dude. The song's so good, man.
It's a bop.
Yeah, I don't know what else to say. Jordan, it's a bop for you, Jordan?
It is, yeah.
Okay, great.
It's a bop for me.
Well, it's a triple bop to close it out. Why don't you run us
Celine
down?
Celine Dion, she's featured a couple times now, right?
She's been number one like 2 or 3 times already. It's crazy.
I feel like I don't appreciate, I said this before, but I don't think I fully appreciate or understand how famous she is.
We don't.
But
we really
don't.
She is
like globally.
Yeah,
like,
man. Huge.
Like,
yeah.
I don't even know, like on the level of like somebody that sells out Madison Square Garden, like 8 shows in a row, you know? Like that's.
She could sell out any stadium in the world.
Yeah.
She's huge. Yeah. This tiny little French Canadian lady.
And she did the
Titanic song.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But she was famous as hell before then.
Yeah.
That just gave her another generational thing. I mean, I would honestly, if that song ever came, I would give that a twist because that's another generational.
Oh,
I mean, that's
100%.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Do you think they get sick of singing those songs?
100%. Do you get sick of doing your jokes sometimes?
Yeah, but that might. I don't have a bit that made me $100 million.
Oh, my God.
That's true.
I wish.
I mean, from the few musicians I know, they're like, yeah, you get tired. I mean, I can't compare that. But yeah, musicians definitely get sick of it. I think any artist gets sick of doing something repetitively.
Yeah. Well, it's like, we've all been to a concert where they're like, play your old stuff. And they break down.
You got some new shit. Yeah, you're right. They're artists, man. Yeah, it's like, I got some new shit that's great. Nope. I want to hear the fucking Titanic shit and I want to hold my girlfriend in the air.
It was like recently, Ariana Grande, is that Grande? Grande was doing a concert and someone like commented on her Instagram post and they're like, you better play this song. And she was like, well, sorry, bitch, I'm not.
Dude, I hope I get something that gets that big. I'm running it into the ground. It's going to be my get her done.
Oh my God. Jordan's get her done.
I do not care. It'll be whatever. Maybe it's me dabbing. I don't know.
You're
still doing
God,
that.
Yeah. All right, Jordan, why don't you run us through?
Yeah, you want me to run us through?
Yeah.
Okay, so we had number 10, Have You Ever by Brandy. It was a bop from me, bop from Spencer, and a handy bop from Chris. Number 9, we've got Lullaby by Sean Mullins. Bop from me, Flop-a-Bye by Spencer, and a military bop from Chris.
Flop-a-Bye.
Number 11, I'm on Google Sheets. Number 8, Baby One More Time by Britney Spears. That's a bop me one more time from me. Twist from Spencer and a bop from Chris. Number 7, Love Like This, Faith Evans, triple bop across the board.
Yeah, baby.
Number 6, Because of You by 98 Disease. It's a bop from me, an ass whoop flop from Spencer and a flop from Chris. Doo-wop by Lauryn Hill at number 5. We got a do-bop by me and a double bop from Spencer and Chris. Number 4, From This Moment On, Shania Twain. That's a full flop from me, fellows. And a heartbroken flop from Spencer and a flop from Chris. Triple flop across the board. Number 3, Lately by Divine. That's a Divine bop. OG bop. Bop from Chris. Bop across the board. Number 2, Nobody's Supposed to Be Here, Deborah Cox. Triple bop across the board. And number 1, I'm Your Angel, R. Kelly and Celine Dion. It's a synergy bop for me, a collective cum bop from Spencer, and a guiltless bop from Chris.
I didn't say guiltless.
Well, I'm saying that. None of us are guilty about giving us a bop because of R. Kelly, you know? Like,
yeah.
You're right. It is a guilt list. What am I talking about?
All right. So we do our top three.
I forgot to mention. Yeah.
We're springing it on you. Sorry, but
that's fine.
Jordan, I'll go.
Your personal top three, any order that you want.
I'll start. I'll go. 3, 2, 1.
Okay.
I'm gonna say coming in at number 3. oh, I got to see this playlist a little closer. Cover number three, I think Love Like This by Faith Evans. Number two. I'm Your Angel. And then number one, Nobody's. Oh, wait, no. Oh, my God. Baby One More Time's in here. Fuck all that. I'm so sorry. Number three, I'm Your Angel. Number two, Nobody's Supposed to Be Here. And then number one, Baby One More Time.
You're definitely gay,
yeah.
buddy.
Yo, 100%. 100%. Yeah.
You need to face your sexuality.
Oh, my God. That's funny. Did you get that, Lindy? Okay.
Yeah.
She knows about me. She knows what I've done.
I'll do Have You Ever by Brandy at number three. The Britney Spears song was good, and I gave it a bop, but like it's played so much I can't do it. So I'll do Have You Ever by Brandy at number three. Would it be insane if I did Lullaby by Sean Mullins at number two?
Dude, and you're your own person. Do what you
number
want.
Number one, Doo-Wop by Lauryn Hill.
All right, yeah. Fair enough. Oh,
for me,
fuck.
Yeah, for me, the number one is going to be Doo-Wop by Lauryn Hill. Then I'm going to go with Deborah Cox. Mm. And then I'll close it out with some Brandy.
Hell yeah. Nice. Hell yeah.
All right. Well,
that was episode 19.
December 15th, 1998 with Chris Allen. Chris, you have anything you want to plug?
Yeah.
Yeah, check out my podcast every Friday on iTunes and all other places. Negro Please Radio. It's only 20 minutes. I also do a live show with my sister every Tuesday on Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. That's it already? YouTube, Facebook, and Twitter.
Okay. There you go.
It's called Do You Believe? We talk to people about their spiritual journey, either in or out of faith.
I love that.
We've had all type of people on. I got a guy who's a Jedi who believes in Jediism or whatever.
Oh, really?
That's a thing. Holy shit. Okay.
I do. We do Hindu. We do Muslim.
You're
all
going
that.
All over.
Yeah. How did you find a Jedi? Like,
just a friend of mine reached out and he was like, "Hey, man, I'm kind of a Jedi."
That's cool, man.
It's kind of like basically just Buddhist principles.
Yeah,
basically.
Literally. They're adapted off Buddhist monks.
Yeah. And then, just check me out on social media at Chris Allen Comedy. And, I'll do another podcast with a buddy of mine, Winston Hodges, called Host Battle, that comes out every Monday on Spotify.
And then you're headlining a show in Richmond, right?
Yes. I'm in Richmond at the Sandman Comedy Club July 4th weekend. And it's going to be dope because that's the same weekend that marijuana will be legal. So if you live in Richmond, come on out and just bring a bunch of weed. And
everybody's going to be in that audience laughing Seth Rogen. Like,
he's got his own weed out.
I know.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Check it out. And then, follow Chris. And
yeah, thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you for doing this, man.
It. Sorry it took us a bit get started. The only thing I want to plug before, I know Spencer's got a laundry list of things he's
I don't
get
I just
to.
Got one thing
our show May 22nd Saturday
it,
May
baby.
22nd actually two things I'll do two things Saturday May 22nd the return of Neptune's Comedy, which
we're
is
back.
A show we run together. We're doing it at Unlikely Professionals at 7 o'clock. It's gonna be a free show. Come on out. We've got some really great comics. Brent Blakeney is headlining, and hopefully it's the start of a run of very long shows that doesn't get interrupted by another pandemic. And the only thing I would say after that is just head to my website, jordanscotthuggins.com, and I've got some dates on there. I'll be at Transfer Co. Food Hall with Caleb Elliott and Jordan Fisher, Jordan Denzel Fisher. So
future podcast guest.
Yes.
Jordan Fisher?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know Jordan Fisher?
I might have run across him, but I don't know him personally.
Super funny.
Yeah.
New York dude, right?
Yeah. He from here. Yeah, New York guy.
He's from Durham, though. He's back here now.
Light-skinned dude.
I think
I don't,
so.
I don't know.
Fisher, he's like a good-looking fit guy. Is that the same?
Like, kind of small.
I don't know if I can. I don't know
Jordan.
If I know it well enough to classify who's light-skinned and who's not.
Jordan,
but,
Jourdain.
Yeah, super attractive dude. Yes. What do I have? I got one thing. April 14th at Transfer Co. I'm hosting Between Two Clouds presents like a comedy experience. Transfer Co. Ballroom. Tickets are still available. I think I'll post the link. Actually, no. Go to my website. IamBadAtComedy.com and I got all my ticket links there. That's it. Guys, girls, non-binaries, whatever you identify as, I hope you identify as someone who likes this podcast. I'm gonna keep saying that's my new tag, baby. Leave us a review. I think we're up to 76 reviews right now.
We're trying to
get
trying to get 420 reviews by 6ix9ine.
Yeah.
So that's our new campaign. 420, 6ix9ine. Yeah.
Thank you all so much for giving us love. I think Chandler Matkins, previous guest, just dropped us a review. Love you, buddy. Hope you're doing well in New York. If you want to holler at us, contact at bopperflop.com. You can slide into the DMs of the podcast. Keep telling your friends. We love growing. We love meeting new people. Anytime you want to, you can literally DM the podcast. I love talking to new fans. It's so much fun. I was talking to someone from Indiana the other day, and it was tight. So shout out to that person. Anyway, yeah, I think that's it.
Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Later.
Peace.